Well, thank you very much, Dennis, for having me here today. And I want to express my gratitude to Helga LaRouche for having me speak at this conference at this critical time in the history of the human race. I believe that the Republic of South Africa will win an order of provisional measures of protection against Israel on behalf of the Palestinians. And I'm speaking here as a straight out legal matter. Obviously, as we speak here today, Israel and the United States are putting massive political pressure on the judges of the World Court to rule against the Republic of South Africa and the Palestinians. I'm just going to deal with this as a technical legal matter. As Dennis correctly pointed out, I was the first lawyer ever to win anything from the International Court of Justice on the basis of the Genocide Convention. I won a massive, overwhelming order for the Republic of Bosnia and Herzegovina against the rump Yugoslavia to cease and desist from committing all acts of genocide against the Bosnians. That was 8 April 1993. And then I won a second massive, overwhelming order for the Republic of Bosnia and Herzegovina against Yugoslavia to cease and desist from committing all acts of genocide against the Bosnians on 13 September 1993. This was the first time ever in the history of the World Court that any lawyer or government had won two such orders in one case since the World Court was founded in 1921. And then I won a third order, what's known as an Article 74, Paragraph 4 order to the same effect from the president of the court, binding on the parties. So three orders in under 6 months. In addition, on behalf of my clients at the time, the mothers of Srebrenica and Pajina, who survived the massacre at Srebrenica, I convinced the prosecutor for the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia to indict my adversary, Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic, for every crime in the ICTY, well, almost every crime in the ICTY statute, including two counts of genocide, one for genocide against Bosnia in general, and the second for genocide at Srebrenica in particular. He was put on trial in The Hague after the close of the prosecution's case. He filed a motion to dismiss all charges. That was denied by the tribunal, ruling that there was enough evidence produced by the prosecution to convince him on all charges beyond a reasonable doubt, including the two counts of genocide, and that he should then proceed to open his defense, which was going to implicate all the international officials working in cahoots with him behind the scenes. Whereupon he mysteriously died. Dead men tell no tales. Now, I don't have time here to go through the entire application by the Republic of South Africa, the request for provisional measures of protection, and 6 hours of oral arguments before the World Court by two teams of lawyers on both sides. By the way, if you were following those hearings, I did all those arguments myself for Bosnia Herzegovina. What I want to point out here, however, is from my perspective, the most critical factor. You will note if you listen to the hearings, there was argumentation back and forth over my original order for the Bosnians. The British lawyer representing Israel, Staker, lied through his teeth about the meaning of my first order. He lied. Let me read to you from my first order that I won. And he lied about this. He said it didn't mean what it said it said. Unanimously, the government of Yugoslavia should immediately, in pursuance of its undertaking in the Convention of Genocide, take all measures within its power to prevent commission of the crime of genocide. He lied about that. And I have been saying all along in my interviews, at a minimum, Republic of South Africa will win a provisional measure like that on behalf of the Palestinians as precedent. Second, the British lawyer Staker tried to explain away and minimize another, and by the way, that order was then reaffirmed in the second, or that measure reaffirmed in the second order I won for the World Court, which Staker didn't point out, by 13 votes to 2, reaffirms the provisional measure indicated in paragraph 5.2a.1 of the order made by the court on April 1993, which should be immediately and effectively implemented. Only the Russian judge and the Serb judge ad hoc ruled against me there. And of course, Russia and Serbia were working in cahoots with each other. Now, Staker did not lie about this provision here, but he tried to explain away and discount its significance. Let me repeat it. Quote, unanimously, the government of Yugoslavia and the government of Bosnia-Herzegovina should not take any action and should ensure that no action is taken which may aggravate or extend the existing dispute over the prevention or punishment of the crime of genocide or render it more difficult of solution, unquote. I got that measure because I figured that we would obey the order, and Yugoslavia under Milosevic were going to grossly disobey it. And I wanted to entrap Yugoslavia in massive breaches of all areas of international law, not just the Genocide Convention. This measure then was reaffirmed in the second order of I won. Quote, by 14 votes to 1, reaffirms the provisional measure indicated in paragraph 52B of the order made by the court on 8 April 1993, which should be immediately and effectively implemented, unquote. Notice 14 to 1, even the Russian judge agreed with that. Only the Serb judge ad hoc voted against me. Now, as for the third measure of provisional protection, I won for the Bosnians. Let me get that here. Here we go. The Republic of South Africa asked for a modified version of this measure. Has been modified for the circumstances of the Palestinian case. Quote, by 13 votes to 1, the government of Yugoslavia should in particular ensure dot, 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 dot. Do not commit any acts of genocide, of conspiracy to commit genocide, of direct and public incitement to commit genocide, or of complicity in genocide, whether directed against the Muslim population of Bosnia-Herzegovina or against any other national, ethnical, racial, or religious group. At the time, Bosnia had, well, still has about 10 different racial, ethnic, national groups. I got them all protected, primarily Muslims, but not exclusively, Croats, Jews, Turks, Roma, and others. I got them all perspective. Now, in this case, of course, it's just the Palestinians. So that's why that measure has been modified by the Republic of South Africa. And again, in my second order, thirteen votes to two. Only the Russian judge, the Serb ad hoc judge, voting against me because Russia and Serbia were in cahoots. Quote, reaffirms the provisional measure indicated in paragraph 58(2) of the order, which should be of 8 April, which should be immediately and effectively implemented. So that is why, just as a straight out legal matter, I believe that the Republic of South Africa should win those three provisional measures of protection. But again, as a political matter, massive pressure is being applied. I'm sure those judges of the World Court today are being blackmailed, threatened, bullied, and intimidated by the United States and Israel and their supporters to rule against Republic of South Africa. Finally, let me get into the complicity of the Biden administration and the British for sure. This is complicity to commit genocide in violation of Article 3, Paragraph E of the Genocide Convention that criminalizes complicity in genocide. I was in a similar situation for Bosnia Herzegovina. Pursuant to my advice, the Bosnian President Alija Izetbegović authorized me on November 15th, 1993, to sue Britain at the International Court of Justice for aiding and abetting genocide against the Bosnians, which I set out to do and was fully prepared to do when the British threatened to starve the Bosnians if I actually filed the lawsuit, though at that time I was in negotiations with the court for the hearing in my complaint against Britain. Well, I believe that's the end of my 10 minutes. I've given you my assessment of the current situation. That's where we stand, and I'm very happy to be here today. I hope I've given you something to think about.